Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Sabathia with a 1-2 pitch, swing and a drive, down the left field line. Braun going
Come
back.
On,
he looks up, and it is gone!
Yes!
Grand slam, Victorino!
Oh, my!
Phillies lead here in the second, 5-1.
A 1-2 pitch. Oh, is that huge?
Phillies Brewers 2008. Victorino off Sabathia, who was untouchable down the stretch. What a moment as the Phillies took down the Brewers on the way to a World Series championship. Maybe they'll have the same path this year. Welcome back. Midday Show live today. Chickies of Pizza, South Philly for the Red October Rally. Nothing goes better with Phillies baseball than crab fries and ice-cold Budweiser. Online at chickiesandpeets.com. We'll get back to all your phone calls here in just minutes. Right now, though, we go out to the guest lines. Joining us from the Philadelphia Choir is Alex Coffey. Alex, how you doing today?
Alex.
Good. How are you guys?
We're pretty good. We're ready, Alex. We're ready for Red October here. So you were at you talked to Topper after the workout yesterday. What was your sense listening to him talk about the number two game, game two, Sanchez, Nola? What'd you take from that?
Yeah, so we weren't allowed in the actual game, so I didn't actually get to see anyone pitch. But it sounds like he's leaning towards Sanchez just because of the home road splits. He pitches to close to a 2 ERA at home and then a 5 ERA on the road. I don't know exactly what the splits are, but it's like something similar to that. So it's a pretty drastic difference. And the Phillies don't know why that happens or why there's that discrepancy, but it's enough. It's enough of a sample size that they don't really want to risk it in the playoffs. So, since game two would be at home, my guess would be Sanchez pitches that one.
Alex, do you think the Phillies have a preference? I'm not going to tell us, but do you think they would have a preference based on the matchup, Mets or Brewers coming in here Saturday?
You know, I don't know. I mean, it's. I've been talking around to people around the game, like scouts, different team officials, and if I had to pick one, I would probably pick the Mets as the better matchup, just because the Phillies have a bunch of hitters who can mash left-handed pitching, and the Mets have, and you know, they can mash both sides of the plate, but, you know, you have Schwarber, who has really good splits against lefties, leading off this year. Austin Hayes hits really well against lefties, Bryce, you know, and the Mets have a lot of left-handed starters, and I also think that, you know, their bullpen is a weakness, the Mets bullpen, with the exception of Edwin Diaz and Buto. So bullpens matter a lot more in the playoffs than they do in the regular season. So I think that could be a factor, you know, in a playoff series too. So that would be my guess. But obviously, like you said, no one is saying one way or the other.
Alex, you mentioned Austin Hayes there. I feel like he's almost the forgotten man in this Phillies thing. You know, they trade for him at the deadline. Immediately they say he's an everyday player. And then he was for like a week or two. And then he got hurt. And then unfortunately he got sick. And he just really hasn't played much. And I'm curious how this is going to play out, because when they got him, they made it sound like they believe he's their left fielder. But that hasn't been able to come to fruition. What's your guess on how this plays out? Because the three players there, Rojas, Marsh, Hayes, it's kind of an interchangeable two out of the three play. What's your guess for how often we see Austin Hayes in the starting lineup?
I mean, Thompson said yesterday that he still thinks that he's an everyday player. So I don't know. I mean, I guess we'll see based on matchups, like how they use him. But he was starting to make progress against righties before he went on the injured list. He had figured out some stuff mechanically, like simplifying his mechanics, not moving his head as much so he can make better decisions in the box. And obviously that work was interrupted when he had, you know, the kidney infection and the injury before that. But the Phillies like him a lot. And I think that if they end up doing like platoons, my guess, not really a super informed guess, would be that it's Austin Hayes and Cody Clemens in left, and then maybe some combination of Marsh and Rojas in center. But again, I think it's just going to come down to their splits against certain pitchers and matchups and things like that.
Alex Coffey, Philadelphia Choir, joining us here during our Red October rally as we get ready for postseason baseball. All right, Alex, the cleanup hitter for the majority of the season was Alec Bohm. And then he got banged up in September and he hurt his hand there. Castellanos took over as the cleanup hitter. And he's hit so well, he kind of stayed there. What's your anticipation for who hits cleanup behind Bryce Harper?
I mean, if we're going based on you know, what they've done lately, then it would probably be Castellanos, because I think he was hitting cleanup throughout like the rest of the end of the regular season. And I believe that they hit him cleanup in yesterday's sim game too. Thompson said that he and Harper and Castellanos hit back-to-back home runs in that game. So I don't know if, you know, that lineup is gonna predict what we see in the NLDS, but that would be my guess, is Castellanos hits cleanup.
Alex, we go back to the game two decision. You mentioned the home road splits. The other thing I'm wondering if it factors in is Ranger, right? Because he's going to pitch game four. And I'm wondering if they want the length of Nola in front of Ranger, right? In case game four becomes a bullpen game. If you know you have Nola in game three, you probably got six or seven innings there. What's your thought on Ranger based on what they said yesterday? It's just been such a weird season. You know, he was so amazing in the first half. And then since June, his ERA's well over five. Do you think that Ranger is a full-go starter, or could that game he pitches be more like a bullpen game?
Yeah, so they're calling him the game. I think Thompson said it in Washington, D.C., that he's the game. He feels comfortable with him as a game four starter. I don't know if he, like, declared him the game four starter or whatever, but that was what he said back then. And I think that that's true, but I don't think that they would have a super long leash with him. So I do think it makes sense to pitch Nola in front of him. Like, if Nola goes the distance, then you don't have to lean on the bullpen as much. And then, you know, maybe have Ranger go through the order once and then have, you know, kind of more something closer to a bullpen game. I think that that would make sense, just because you don't really know what version of him you're going to get in a playoff game. And for all we know, maybe he just turns it on and the you know, the fans, the adrenaline, something clicks for him. But it's a little bit of an unknown right now.
Alex, where do you come down on the format baseball has put in the last few years? Obviously, the Phillies have benefited. I mean, they've done well the last couple seasons, but now they're on the opposite side of this thing. They have the bye. They're sitting with the rest.
Oh, while rest versus rust.
Yeah, rest versus rust. Do you think it's a major concern? Or I just keep coming back to it. It just feels like a small sample we're reacting to. It's been a few years of this. And, Alex, I just think 10 years from now, we're going to go back and look at it like, oh, yeah, it evened out. I mean, the better team started to win these series.
Yeah, and it is a small sample. I think Fangraphs looked at this last year, and there was a sample of like 30 or so games that they looked at between like teams that had four games or more of rest versus teams that had two games or fewer. And I'm pretty sure the teams with more rest went 24. Like it was like 24 and 11. Like the teams that had more rest won the majority of the games. So I don't think that it's like automatically a detriment, and obviously the Phillies are banged up. Like, you know, a bunch of players could really benefit from that week. So, so I personally see it as more of an asset than a detriment, but I also think it really matters how you prepare. You know, clearly some teams, like you look at the Braves, they've said, their manager has said that they felt like they were detrimentally impacted by that week and the rust that came with it. So I think that that's a real thing. You know, even if the rust impacts different teams differently, I think like how you prepare is super important.
Alex, we appreciate you hopping on, and we'll be following and reading your work over the Inquirer, and we'll see you at the park. Thank you, Alex.
Appreciate
you,
Alex.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one. Bye.
There she goes. Alex Coffey of the Philadelphia Inquirer. That was interesting, the study of the teams with more rest in general, not just
these
playoffs.
That sounds like a Harvard study.
Do we have any Harvard Hughes studies lately?
No, not on that. That's inconclusive.
Okay.
The last time I checked that. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.